Michelle here with the Magic Is You podcast, and in this episode, I am going to talk about ThriveCart. So ThriveCart is one of the tools that I use to run my business, and I'm actually putting together a whole blog post about all the tools I used, what they cost, what I use them for, pros and cons in terms of the context of my business, what I like, what I don't like, and then recommendations for people who are just starting out so that people get a sense for building their own tech stack. That's what they call it, your tech stack. So your combination, your unique combination of tools and software that you use to run your business. Everyone has a different combination because depending on what you jive with and where you're at in your business, you're going to use different tools compared to someone else. So it's not about what is the best tool or software out there for this or that. It's about what do you enjoy using and what's a good fit for you. And this month, I'm doing a promo around ThriveCart where anyone who buys ThriveCart through my affiliate link, which will be in the description of this podcast, they get a one-on-one call with me helping you go through how to use ThriveCart. And this offer is only available for people who buy this month, so the month of June 2023. And then you get to book your call with me for any time, virtually any time in the month of July 2023. And then I have some other bonuses that go along with ThriveCart as well. And you can see all of that on the page that I'll link to in the description. So I've been using ThriveCart for several years now. I think it was 2018 that I first purchased it. And after I bought it, I literally didn't touch it for a year because after I got it, I was like, I don't know how to use this and I don't want to figure it out right now, so I'll just put it away for later. And it sat on my digital bookshelf for a year. And then I think it was 2019, I had a situation, a decision come up where ThriveCart was the perfect solution. And that situation was the need to form a joint venture relationship with two other people. If you can hear a lot of banging, that's my 3-year-old. He turned 3. So I was creating a joint venture relationship with Hannah and Amy, and ThriveCart allowed me to set things up where the product that we created together, the Canva template kit, whenever we would make a sale of it, I could set it up in ThriveCart where automatically the money that would come in from the product that the three of us created, ThriveCart would automatically split the money into three parts and send each of us the amount that we pre-decided. And that was the biggest reason that I started using ThriveCart, because I became very interested intuitively in going in this joint venture direction with my business, because I knew I wanted to collaborate with certain people. And I didn't want to do the type of collaboration where it's like, okay, make a course and I'll share it with my community and send traffic to you. I wanted to do a real mutually beneficial collaboration where we can make a course together and we can split the revenue. We can split the profit. It's not, okay, let's make this course together and I'll just give you exposure. It's, let's make this course together and truly mutually benefit from this. And that is what ThriveCart allowed me to do without having to manually figure out how to send my joint venture partners their share of the profit. It was automatic, didn't have to think about it. Literally go into ThriveCart and say, okay, this product is a joint venture collaboration between me and two other people. And when we make a sale of this product, I want this person to get this percent and this person to get this percent and me to get this percent, automatically done. And that is how I use ThriveCart for my joint venture products. So in my body of work, I think I have a dozen courses by now. And a lot of them are co-created with other people, mainly Amy Yohannan. We've created Passive Income Planner Girl together, The Magic Is You, Release and Reclaim, Digital Planner Template Kit. And ThriveCart is the way that we are able to split the revenue. And so that was a big, what's the word? Linchpin? Turning point? Asset in my business, the ability to do that. Because, and when I talk about joint venture, I don't want people to think, oh, that's going to change everything. I just need some other person to help me and I'll become successful. Because that's not the energy that drove the decision to take my business into a joint venture direction. I already had years of growing my business and making a full-time income without splitting the revenue. But my intuition, I just had this intuitive feeling that I wanted to collaborate in this way with other people. Not that I needed to, not that, oh my gosh, if I had this person to help me, then they'll be able to do this and that and I won't have to worry about it. And they're going to help me make more money because they're good at this and I'm bad at that. It's not that energy at all. It was a desire and it felt like fun and it felt like open, expansive energy. And because of that, I'm still continuing to do joint venture programs that I co-create with other people, and it continues to feel really good. So that's the number one reason that I use ThriveCart, because it allows me to do that. And I guess the other reason that is almost, well, actually, this is the number one reason right here. ThriveCart has lifetime pricing, and I am a huge fan of software that allows you to pay once and that's it, versus paying paying every year or paying every month. I like to be able to pay one fee, get it done, never have to think about it again. And that's what ThriveCart allowed me to do. I paid for it once, and I can use it forever without having to pay for it again. Other software doesn't always allow you to do that. Other payment software doesn't always allow you to do that. And I guess I should back up and explain generally what ThriveCart is. ThriveCart is a checkout cart software where you can design checkout pages that can convert very well. And you can put in bump offers, you can put in upsells, so you can basically build funnels. And also you can use ThriveCart to run your affiliate program. It's a very robust affiliate system that they have. You can use ThriveCart to run your joint venture program. You can use ThriveCart for many things that I don't even use. I use it for affiliates, joint ventures, and creating checkout carts, which include bump offers, and sometimes once in a blue moon I would test out upsells, but I don't have any upsells right now. I just mainly stick to bump offers. I like the simplicity. So we covered two things that I like about ThriveCart. Number one was joint ventures. Number two is lifetime pricing. Number three is the affiliate system. So before I used ThriveCart for affiliates and for processing payments via, you know, the checkout page, because when you sell something, people have to go to a page where they enter their contact information and their payment details to actually buy the thing. So right now I use ThriveCart for that. And in the past, I would use Teachery's payment pages. Teachery is an online course software that also has lifetime pricing. And I'll put a link to that in the description as well. I have all kinds of stuff about that. But I used Teachery for a couple years, and I used it for my courses, and I used it for my payment pages, my checkout pages, and I reached $100,000 in sales just from using Teachery's capabilities for my courses, my checkout pages, and also for my affiliates. So you don't need ThriveCart, especially if you're just starting out. ThriveCart is just a more robust system that when your business grows, you're going to find that your needs grow, or you just need something that allows you to leverage your time better. But you can get really far with whatever it is you might be using. So if you're using Teachery, just use it. I reached 100,000 in sales with just Teachery. However, when I got to the point where I was looking to grow my affiliate team and also looking to leverage my time more, ThriveCart was a good fit, because with Teachery, when someone wants to be your affiliate, they have to contact you directly, and then you have to get their PayPal email and set them up manually. It's a fairly quick process, but it's not an automatic process. With ThriveCart, it's automatic. I just have a link that my customers can click on. They can sign up as an affiliate, and I don't actually have to do anything. And that allows me to have literally hundreds of people signing up as my affiliate without having to manually get their PayPal email and set them up and all of that. I don't have to do that. With ThriveCart, I'm able to leverage my time more in the affiliate department. Also, it's just a much more robust affiliate system, because the tracking works differently with ThriveCart, where if someone is an affiliate for all of my products, then ThriveCart makes it so that if that affiliate gives someone a link to, let's say, Passive Income Planner Girl, but that person ends up buying Digital Planner Template Kit instead, the affiliate will still get the commission, because ThriveCart will know, okay, even though this person clicked on the link for Planner Girl and now they're buying Digital Planner Template Kit, we know still that they came through this affiliate, therefore this affiliate will get the commission. So it's a very robust affiliate system that allows me to really offer a very good affiliate experience. Because as an affiliate, I'm sure it's great to know that, okay, even though I'm sending someone a link to one particular product for Michelle Rohr, I don't have to worry if that person buys something else, because ThriveCart will know that that person came through my link and I'll still get the commission no matter what. So it just is a really good experience for affiliates and allows me to really take care of my affiliates, which is great because affiliates bring in 50% of my sales. So ThriveCart allowed me to expand my affiliate team and just for them to have such a great experience that they enjoy and prioritize promoting my products for me. It's great to have tons of people out there who literally sell your stuff for you. And ThriveCart facilitates that. What else? So joint ventures, affiliates. Okay, my checkout pages. I have a lot of flexibility with designing checkout pages in ThriveCart and adding in bump offers and upsells. You can also customize T3's checkout pages. You can add bump offers. You can make it look really pretty. So there's not a ton of difference other than you can just keep expanding your checkout page in ThriveCart to the point that it can look practically like a sales page, and you can, there's a lot more flexibility if you want to, you know, keep pushing the envelope. I keep mine fairly simple, but it's still easier to do more with ThriveCart. And then also the upsells, and then just you can like make a whole funnel in ThriveCart. I don't do all of that. I just stick to the bump offer, but you can do a whole thing where it's like bump offer, upsell, downsell. They didn't buy this, so what about that? And that can get a little bit too much for my taste, but if you want to do that, ThriveCart has the capabilities. So basically, someone who is buying a $50 product, for example, could potentially, by the end of checking out, spend twice as much with you because maybe there was a $20 bump offer and then a $30 upsell. And then by the time they're done checking out, that $50 sale turned into a $100 sale. So that is one of the benefits of being able to create these high converting checkout pages where you can put in multiple offers, because you can expand the customer value in the moment of time where they are most interested in spending money with you. So when someone is buying something from you, that is the most opportune time to say, and what about this? So you see that everywhere. If you go to a drive-thru and you're getting a meal, the person talking to you through the intercom is going to say, do you want fries with that? And I'm sure there's data about how much money just asking that one question generates for that restaurant. Like being able to give, to offer something else in that moment where you're already buying something probably generates tons of revenue as a strategy for any type of business. Same thing when you're at the grocery store and you are checking out, you see all the gum and different options for gum and candy and chocolate bars at the checkout register, because they know that you're already buying something, you might as well throw another thing in there. So that's like the psychology there. And when I look at the amount of money that I make from my bump offers, just by saying, hey, here's a $20 thing, do you want to add it to your order? And it's never an expensive thing in the bump offer. It's $7, $10, $20. And half of the time people add it in. So let me see if I can just pull it up right now. I'm literally in my ThriveCart right now, and I'm going to look up how much money I have made from having a bump offer. And I haven't even done this all the time. I would do it here and there with different products on and off. And I'm looking at it now. The bump offers total up to $16,000. So I would say that is pretty good. I have never charged more than $20 for a bump offer. And so that has paid for ThriveCart time and time again, just by having the ability to have a bump offer in there. What else? What else do I like ThriveCart for? Affiliates, joint venture, checkout pages, lifetime pricing. I guess the only other thing is just the data that I get when I log into my dashboard. I can see what I'm paying out to people. I can see how many orders came through affiliates. I can see the gross revenue, the annual revenue, the average daily revenue. I can see trends compared from year to year. I can see there's like on the dashboard, they show all of these different snapshots for your business depending on the time frame that you want to look at. So you can look at the day, you can look at the year, you can look at last month, last year, and it will show you things like how many people looked at your checkout pages, how many orders came in, what is your conversion rate, what are your refunds, what is your net revenue, how much money have you paid out in commissions to your affiliates or your joint venture partners, how many orders came from affiliates, how many recurring sales were there. So like maybe you have people on a membership plan or a payment plan, it'll show you how many payment plan transactions came through, how many total customers there were, how many new customers there were, so people that never bought something from you and their first time customers. So a lot of additional data that is really good to know, and it's all very neatly presented. So that is, in a nutshell, what I use ThriveCart for, why I like it. And if you want to learn more about the bonus that I'm offering for ThriveCart, which is a one-on-one call with me for people who buy ThriveCart through my affiliate link in June, I do explain it in more detail on the page I have about ThriveCart with my link. So if you want to check that out, visit the link in the description of this podcast. And if you have any questions, there is a chat button. After you click on the link, you'll land on a page. You'll see a chat button in the bottom left corner of the screen. If you have any questions, just pop it in there and let me know, and I'll get back to you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Hey, I'm back. I just realized I have a question about ThriveCart from someone in the community today, and I'm going to go ahead and answer it. She asked, "Hi, Michelle, curious about ThriveCart and your new offer. I watched your video, but I'm still wondering about ThriveCart's benefits, for example, over Flowdesk checkout or simple checkout on my Squarespace site. I'm sure I cannot imagine ThriveCart's benefits right now. Also, I thought it was interesting that you did not use ThriveCart for a year after purchasing it. I think that might be my situation too. Would it still be helpful for me to purchase now then?" Okay, so if you are just starting out, like I said, you probably don't need ThriveCart. The only benefit to getting it, even though you don't need it, is the fact that it has lifetime pricing. So once you pay for it, you can just put it away until you actually need it. And I would, to compare it to Flowdesk checkout and to the checkout that is built into Squarespace, the first benefit that comes to mind is if you're paying for Flowdesk checkout and you're paying for the ability to have checkout on your Squarespace site, those are recurring payments. It's not, okay, I paid for the ability to have checkout in Flowdesk and I'm done. It's if you're paying for the ability to have checkout in Flowdesk, then you're paying a higher price either every month or every year to have that feature added on. So it, in the long run, if you keep using it, it's going to cost you more than ThriveCart does. Same thing with Squarespace. To have the ability to have a checkout cart in Squarespace, you have to pay for a higher price package, and you're not paying it off. You're continuously paying it forever as long as you keep using it. So in just that sense alone, you would potentially spend more for Flowdesk checkout or Squarespace checkout than you would for ThriveCart, because ThriveCart is pay it off and you're done. And then as far as features goes, I don't use Flowdesk checkout. I don't have a need for it, so I don't really know what it entails. the main thing that comes to mind as a question, if I was in a position of looking at it for myself, would be, does it allow me to have affiliates? And as far as I know, Flowdesk does not come with an affiliate system where you get to create your own affiliates. Flowdesk lets you be an affiliate for them, and they have a really great affiliate program for promoting Flowdesk, but I don't think they have a program for you creating your own affiliate team. So that wouldn't be compatible with Flowdesk checkout if it doesn't even exist. And so depending on what your business structure is, maybe you want to build an affiliate team, maybe you don't. I would look at that if you were going to pay for Flowdesk checkout, because the affiliate links would need to be able to work with your checkout. As far as I understand affiliate links, everything I've used for affiliates, it needs to integrate with your checkout. And then the Squarespace site, I do use a checkout for my Lifebinder Co. Squarespace site. The checkout is included in the Squarespace subscription. So that's not a Thrivecart checkout. It's a Squarespace checkout. I just started using it last year. And the reason for that is because it's a website where I sell my planners and my journals, and I need the ability for people to add multiple items to their cart. I need the ability for people to add 5 things to their cart and check out in one time. You can't do that with Thrivecart. You can make it where in Thrivecart, people can see, as they're checking out for one thing, they can see an offer for another thing as a bump offer, and then another thing as an upsell or a downsell. But they can't be on like your website browsing all these different products and adding them to cart and then checking out with all these things in their cart. So that, if you're looking at Thrivecart and you want the ability for people to add multiple products to their cart, Thrivecart does not facilitate that. Thrivecart works best if you are selling, for example, if you're okay with selling things in a way where people buy one at a time. So if you have a website with a lot of smaller price things where you want people to buy lots of things at a time, and that would be better conversion for you than expecting people to buy one thing at a time, then Thrivecart is not ideal for that. And you're going to need something like Shopify. You're going to need something like Squarespace. But those platforms have a recurring payment. So I pay the website, my Squarespace website for Lifebinder Co. is the most expensive website that I have, because I have the checkout cart feature added onto it, which puts me at a higher payment plan every year. And it's the only website that I use that feature for. I use for payment pages, I use Thrivecart for everything else, but for Lifebinder Co., because it's a lot of little products where I want people to add multiple things to cart, I use Squarespace checkout because it lets people add multiple things to cart, but it does cost me more money per year, but I don't care because it fits my goals and my needs. So it's all about what unique combination of tools and software are going to make your life easier, make you more money, give you more time, and that's going to change and grow and evolve as you grow and as your business grows. Like once upon a time, I only had one website and now I have 5, and one of them uses Squarespace's checkout cart and everything else uses Thrivecart. So it's all down to what your goals actually are. But like I said, at the end of the day, the biggest thing to consider is if you see that, yes, eventually I can see that I will grow into the need for Thrivecart or I can see that eventually I will want to use ThriveCart. I don't think everything needs to be about need. I think just knowing that you have a desire to use something eventually is enough of a guidance and intuitive compass right there. Because when I came across ThriveCart, I didn't even know what it was really. I didn't know how it would serve me. I didn't know how I would really need it. But I just had this feeling of, I'm going to need this. I'm going to use this. This is something I'm going to go ahead and get, even if I can't use it right away. And it has transformed my business because I honored that inkling. So, you know, that's just how I do things. It might not make sense to people to think in that way, but I really do run my business from a place of intuition. Like when I decided to do joint venture partners, I didn't sit down and look at, okay, how am I going to do this? How is this going to work? I'm the sole income provider. What, I'm going to split my money with someone? What? Like if I approached it from a logical pros and cons type of way, I would never have made that decision. It was purely just a desire. And then the next step and the next step and the next step revealed itself to where I look back and it looks like I was a genius in terms of how I designed my business. And I've made way more money from running my business in a way where I've profit shared with collaborators than I would have if I just went solo from a scarcity mindset and thinking I'm just gonna do exactly what I need to do and not gonna pay attention to my intuition. Because I think having a desire for something is always going to surprise you in the way that it takes care of your needs, even though in the moment it doesn't feel like it's about your needs, it's just about what you want. But when I honor what I truly want, that always ends up taking care of my needs. So that's my woo-woo advice here. So getting ThriveCart is about looking at, yes, what do you need for your business, but also do you want it? Is this something you want? Because if not, don't get it. But if you feel drawn to it and you feel excited about it, then I would say I would recommend honoring that. But if you feel turned off by it and you would rather not use it, you think it would be a pain, then don't get it. However, if you do get it, like I said, I will get on a one-on-one call with you in July to help walk you through it so you don't take a whole year to get in there like I did. And as I said before, that link to learn about the offer is in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next episode.